8D, listening. Exercise 2, page 94.
I hope people are finding today's show about natural disasters informative. We want to hear more from our listeners who've been through floods, volcanic eruptions, or any other natural disasters. Now, though, we're talking to Peter Connolly. Hello, Peter. Tell us about your experience.
Well, I was working my way through the Far East at the time. I was at work in a small school about 80 kilometers outside of Tokyo. It was a Friday, and I'd had a break before my final lesson of the day. I was marking some essays and looking forward to a lazy weekend at home, but at 1:15, I got to experience my first earthquake, something I never want to go through again.
So, what happened?
I was in the teacher's office, and I could hear the wind outside in the yard, so when the first shock hit, I just thought it was a strong gust of wind. But then I noticed that things were shaking in the room. My coffee cup danced off the table and books were flying off bookshelves.
It must have been very strange.
To be honest, I didn't realize what was happening at first. I couldn't work out why the desk was moving. The tremors were getting stronger and stronger, though, and I realized it was an earthquake. It must have carried on for about half a minute. When everything stopped moving, the other teachers sprang into action. They ran to the classrooms to get the students out. An announcement was made over the school's tannoy system for everyone to remain calm, and someone turned the TV on to get any reports. I was in shock. I couldn't move.
That wasn't the end, though, was it?
No, not at all. It started again a few seconds later, and this time it was much, much stronger. Everything was crashing down. People were taking cover under desks and doorframes. It was terrible. Everyone else seemed to know what they were doing, though. When the earthquake stopped, we had to get everyone out of the building. The students were led out into the yard. It was a bizarre sight, all the students wearing yellow cushions on their heads. Apparently, yellow is easier to spot in the rubble after an earthquake, and it helps the rescue workers. After about 15 minutes, parents were arriving to get the children, and some teachers took others home themselves.
What did you do?
I went back to my flat, but the rest of the day and night I was terrified. I was expecting it all to start again. The good news was that no one got hurt, just a few buildings were damaged in the north. I kept remembering the feeling of the school building swaying. It felt like I was on a boat in rough sea. I phoned my parents later, and they were very relieved to hear I was okay. They'd heard about it from the TV, and they'd been really worried,